بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم أما بعد using henna and katham leaves for dyeing. Sayyiduna Abu Dharr radiyallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said the best substance with which one may camouflage hair is henna and katham. Ibn Sirin rahmatullah alayhi narrates that Sayyiduna Anas radiyallahu ta'ala anhu informed him that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam's hair did not really require dyeing. However, Sayyiduna Abu Bakr radiyallahu ta'ala anhu used to dye his hair with henna and katham leaves. Amirul Mu'mineen, Sayyiduna Umar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu also used pure henna as a dye. Another narration mentions that Ummul Mu'mineen, Sayyida Ummu Salama radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, Anha showed them hair that was of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam that was reddish in color. Katham is the name of a plant from Yemen which gives a reddish black color. When mixed with henna, the resulting color is between black and red. Prohibition against using black dye. Sayyiduna Jabir ibn Abdullah radiyallahu ta'ala narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam instructed Abu Quhafa, that is the father of Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, to dye his hair and prohibited him from using black dye. Sayyidina Anas radiyallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, refrain from using black dye. Sayyidina Anas radiyallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, camouflage the whiteness of the head and abstain from using black dye. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give us the understanding. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdihi, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.